And I will be reading from the Contemporary English Version to give it a little more modern flavor and to allow it to flow. Daniel chapter 5. One evening, King Belshazzar gave a great banquet for over 1,000 of his highest officials, and he drank wine with them. He got drunk, and he ordered that the gold and silver cups that had been taken by King Nebuchadnezzar from the temple in Jerusalem be brought in. He wanted the cups so that he and his wives and his officials could drink from them. When the gold cups were brought in, everyone drank from them and praised their gods of gold, silver, bronze, iron, wood, and stone. Suddenly, a human hand was seen writing on the plaster wall of the palace. The hand was just behind the lampstand, and the king could see it writing. He was so frightened that his face turned pale, his knees began to shake, and his legs became weak. The king called in his advisors, all those who claimed they could speak to the spirits of the dead and tell what the meaning was that was found in the stars. He told them, "The man who can read this writing and tell me what it means will become the third most powerful man in my kingdom. They will wear a cloak of royal purple and gold chains around their neck." All of King Belshazzar's highest officials came in, but not one of them could read the writing on the wall or tell him what it meant. They were completely puzzled. Now King Belshazzar became even more afraid, and his face turned white as a ghost. When the queen heard what the king and the officials were talking about, she came in and said, "Your Majesty, may you live forever. Don't be afraid or look so pale. Within your kingdom, there is a man who has been given gifts by the gods. When your father, King Nebuchadnezzar, was king, this man was known to be smart, intelligent, and as wise as the gods themselves. Send for Daniel. He will tell you what the writing means." When Daniel was brought in, the king said, "So, you are Daniel, one of the captives my father brought back from Judah. I was told that you have been given special powers by the gods, that you are very intelligent and wise. Neither my advisors nor those who claim to be able to speak to the spirits of the dead can tell me what this writing means. But I have been told that you understand everything and that you can solve difficult problems. Now then, if you can read this writing and tell me what it means, you will be made the third highest official in my kingdom. You will wear royal purple robes and a gold chain around your neck." Daniel answered, "Your Majesty, I will read the writing on the wall and tell you what it means. But you may keep your gifts or give them to someone else. Sir, the Most High God made your father a great and powerful man and brought him much honor and glory. But when he became proud and stubborn, his glorious kingdom was taken from him. His mind became like that of an animal, and he was forced to stay away from people and live with the wild donkeys. Your father ate grass like an ox, and he slept outside where his body was soaked with dew. He was forced to do all of this until he learned that the Most High God rules all the kingdoms on earth and chooses their kings. King Belshazzar, you knew all of this. But still, you refuse to honor the Lord who rules from heaven. Instead, you turned against him and ordered that the cups of his temple be brought here so that your wives and officials could drink from them. You praised your idols made of silver, gold, bronze, iron, wood, and stone, even though they cannot see or hear or think. You refused to worship the God who gives you breath and controls everything you do. That's why he sent the hand to write the message on the wall. The words written there are Mene, which means numbered, Tekel, which means weighed, and Parson, which means divided. God has numbered the days of your kingdom and brought it to an end. He has weighed you on his balance scales, and you have fallen short of what it takes to be king. So God has divided your kingdom between the Medes and the Persians. Belshazzar gave a command for Daniel to be made the third most powerful man in his kingdom and to be given the purple robe and a gold chain. That same night, the king was killed. Then Darius the Mede, who was 62 years old, took over his kingdom. May God add a blessing to the reading of the scripture.